Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. You found it. I'm very excited today. I watched this film the other day, and this is a fantastic film, and we've got one of the main stars on today, Mr. Max McKenzie. Max, how are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. I did that cool intro, and I forgot to even mention the film, but it's Just Say Goodbye. It's very powerful, very powerful film. So glad you're on the show today.
Glad to be here.
Absolutely. This was a fantastic film. I was a little nervous going in, just because of the subject matter. Not that there's anything controversial about it or whatnot, but it's, man, that's a deep,
yeah,
a deep dive there. Yeah,
definitely.
I'm telling you. So when you got this script, I mean, did you have any idea? Had you heard of, you know, did they tell you what was on, or did you just get the script and start reading it and go, whoa?
Yeah.
But I am glad you picked it because you're really good at it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. It was initially just like any, you know, anything else when you're just getting going, you're looking for breakdowns, you know, to find, which a breakdown is what actors get when they see a breakdown of they see the production company, they see the title or working title and the people working on it and the character descriptions. And so right away, the first thing that I saw was Jesse's description and his struggles. So, you know, going into the part of the script that I got for my audition, I was already kind of aware of the subject matter and right away felt a connection to him just by physically seeing, you know, the description of this, you know, this character and just feeling connected to him in that way. And then reading the, you know, the actual script, you know, it definitely, once I got the full script, I felt an even, you know, the connection to Jesse just kept growing and growing and growing. And, you know, I think that even is the case, you know, throughout filming as well. I just felt more connected to him as we went. And as, you know, the deeper I went into the script, because that's kind of how it's written. You just get into it the more you read into it. And yeah, so it was definitely heavy to read at first. But, you know, when that connection is there, it's just a driving force of interest to keep you going.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, as an actor, too, I can only imagine. I'm not an actor by any means, you know, other than fibs I might tell my fiance. No, I don't do anything like you guys do. But, yeah, you know, this was one of your, what was this, your third project or third or fourth, something like that?
This was actually the first thing I ever did, but it didn't come out until, you know, it's just coming out now. We shot it. That was the first thing I shot. It was, at this point, I had really only done high school theater and Stage Door Manor. Like, I hadn't done really any on camera stuff yet. So this was kind of my parlay into that world. It, you know, we shot it 3 years ago and it's just, you know, finally making it out now.
Right.
That's, you know, that's how it works with a lot of small budget films. You got to make sure that you get it right.
Right.
Yeah, so this is my first thing.
You didn't go for playing a zombie in an indie horror film. What's up with that? No, I mean, no, I'm teasing. Believe me, that role is coming. No, I don't know. It might be. You never know, you know.
Never know. Yeah.
You never know. It might be in the next Zombie Land. Who knows? Although I think they've wrapped on that. I think. I don't know. But anyway, this was, you know, going for a drama. I mean, what a role. Like I said, for those who don't know, this film, and I don't want to give too much away, of course. I want people to watch it. But we're talking about bullying. I mean, some very poignant subject matter, bullying, teen suicide, and just team turmoil. You know, I mean, for you, Max, it's only been, you know, a year or two, but for me, it's been a few decades. But man, you know, the world of the team, when you're a youngster, everything seems so important, and it's so larger than life at the time. You know, as you get older, you're like, I can't believe I was worried about that. I'm 4 months behind on the mortgage. You know, no, I'm kidding. you know, there just seems to be different problems. But
yeah, definitely.
Did you? I guess here's. Did you have experience with bullying and whatnot going into this, or seen it and whatnot?
My primary connection, you know, why it was, you know, a touchy subject for me was I lost a friend to suicide when I was a sophomore in high school, and so that was still a relatively fresh like wound by the time we started filming, and so that was, you know, it was kind of therapeutic because it just happened so suddenly and so unexpectedly, and it's like, you know, having that, you know, just like seeing the pain that it, you know, that it causes the community and the family involved, and it, you know, that's where, you know, I was connected to it, and it, you know, emotionally it was because it was something that, you know, when it first happens, you're in shock, and then all of a sudden it hits you like this, you know, I would never have guessed, you know. So often people who are suffering are doing so silently, and
right.
And that's just one of the hardest things to accept, and you know, one of the messages that I keep trying to get across in, you know, doing PR for the film is that you never know what someone's going through, and you never know the struggles and demons that they're facing, you know, every single day. They might have a smile on and you know, are laughing with you that day, but that doesn't mean that there's nothing going on, you know, underneath the hood, you know. So it's like, it's just a matter of understand, you know, connecting emotionally with it is it means that you can understand that people are suffering all around you, and it's important to just be a loving, kind person every day, because you never know how it could help someone's day to have that kind of connection with someone.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Very wise words. It's, and you know, we all, when we go through this, we know someone that unfortunately, I mean, I think everybody knows somebody, or it's at least everybody I know, you know, you tend to want to make sense out of the senseless, and doing this project, this film, not to get too personal with you, but hopefully that helped perhaps, in your own grief with your friend and whatnot?
I think so. I mean, I never want to make it about me. It's really doing what I was doing was more for a service for, you know, I want people to be able to connect to it. And I want people to feel that it's okay to speak out about the struggles that you might be facing. You know, to an extent, it was helpful to really look into it more because, you know, when it happened, it really shocked me, you know, it really did. And it felt like this doesn't feel real. She, you know, she's so young. And so, you know, I mostly wanted to make sure that people feel, you know, I'm always happy when people, you know, I've been getting really nice messages. I wasn't expecting to get messages from this movie, but I've been getting nice, you know, Instagram DMs and people on Messenger reaching out, just saying, you know, thank you. This was it really, you know, hit me. It was really, it really got to me. It was a really touching film that, you know, makes me able to look back at some of the struggles I've had or as my friends have had and really remember that, you know, I have such a solid support system and how lucky I am for that. So that's kind of what we set out to do, you know, and in doing so, it can be therapeutic for us because like any art form, it's very therapeutic. So while it did help me in many ways, you know, I never wanted to make it about me because it never was.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, we will be putting a link. We have a link up on our show page, ladies and gentlemen, to the National Suicide Prevention Line, and they have all kinds of you call in, and then they have all different people that are skilled in your walk of life, from Native Americans to teens to veterans, what have you on there. So absolutely, if you're in a dark place and you're thinking, you know, those types of thoughts and whatnot, talk to somebody at the very least.
And those guys anybody. Are professionals, you know, they're professionals who know how to, you know, how to talk about these things, and they're very open and very happy to do so. So definitely if you're struggling, absolutely give them a call.
Yeah, it's so important. Now, Max, not to shift gears, I guess I'm going to, but not to make light of anything. I wanted to talk a little bit while I've got you on the horn here real quick about your journey as an actor, as a thespian. You grew up in the Northeast, I believe, right?
Yeah, I grew up in Newton, Massachusetts.
Nice.
I was born in Chicago, but I moved when I was with my family when I was three to Newton. Mm-hmm. So it's really all I know, and you know, that's where I was raised and everything. And and then I went to boarding school when I was I transferred when I was for my sophomore year and graduated from the Winchendon School in 2016, and now I'm living in New York. I'm believe it or not, I try to balance work as an actor and life as a college student, which has proven to be difficult, especially this week. I'm in finals right now, so it's kind of wild.
Oh, man. Thanks for doing the show. Oh, my
God. No problem.
We could have done this next week. You know, hey, Natalie Portman did it, so, you know, you can handle
yeah.
it.
Yeah, that's right.
That's cool. I lived in Dorchester for a while when I was in school.
Oh, no
and,
kidding.
Yeah, you sit right on the red line there. Those were the days. Those were the zany days. I shoveled the spot in front of my place and placed a folding chair out there so no one would take
very
the
nice.
Spot. Very Massachusetts.
Yes.
Seems like everybody does. Well, that's cool, man. That's cool. Let me ask you this. Was there a time, though, here you are, you're a young man and whatnot, and you're doing all of this, going to boarding school and whatnot. Was there an epiphany where you knew, hey, man, acting is what I need to be doing for a living, and that's what I'm going to be doing?
Yeah.
Was there a moment with you, sir?
Yeah. I don't, you know, I think it's something that happens to most people who want to, you know, who haven't been doing it their whole lives. I started acting 4 or 5 years ago. Is when I started, mm-hmm. and it was like an epiphany moment, and I think that's how it happens for a lot of people. It's just sudden. It's like literally it happens like one day. It just kind of hits you, and you're like, oh yeah, I kind of want to try that. And then you do it, and you love it, and you do it again, you love it more, and then you know you just kind of devote yourself to it completely because it's just like it's so fun when you get to do it, and very rewarding. And everything. So it was the summer of 2014 when I was like, yeah, I'd like to, you know, I think it was
nice.
A combination of things. It's a great summer for movies. I remember my favorite movie of all time, Grand Budapest Hotel, came out then, and that was definitely like oh my God, that's a masterpiece. Imagine, you know, making that, being able to be a part of that process. And you know, it happens kind of like in a day suddenly.
Nice. I had Katrina on yesterday, and we were talking a little bit about this, and I'm a painter by trade. That's what I do. I paint pictures of people. And, I remember, you know, I was a kid, I hadn't even gone to art school or anything yet. And me and a bunch of guys used to hang out and everybody did different things. But my thing was drawing. I drew all the time. And this guy gave me $100 for a drawing at a Denny's, and I was like, "Wow, I can do that!" And it was all downhill from there. You know, my parents, you know, my father wanted me to be an engineer, and you know, that just sorry, it's not going to happen.
Right.
Okay, I have to ask you this question because my fiance Danny, she was looking at my show notes. I don't know, she was in here the other day. And snooping around, who know, I don't know what for, but she's like, you have to ask him when he's on the show, how was being on Law and Order, Special Victims Unit? Apparently that's one of her favorite shows. And,
oh, no kidding.
I said,
yeah.
I said, well, he's the star of this book. She goes, yeah. Law and Order, you got to ask him about that. I'm like, okay,
yeah.
So I'm asking, how was that experience?
It was a blast. It was really quick, but it was a lot of fun. I got to work with some incredible people. You know, luckily the director that I worked with was Alex Chappell, and you know he's directed he's up there with one of the main directors of the show. He's an executive producer as well. So it was really great to be able to work with him, and we just had a lot of fun with my part. You know, we did a lot of improv that wasn't approved by the network or anything, so very little
really?
Made the cut. Yeah.
Oh,
but you know, Alex, he's a genius, so it was just so much fun to be able to work with that. And you know, we had the whole set cracking up when we were able to, you know, to do it, you know, to work on, you know, different fun little skit ideas while we were there, because it was in a club, you know, the setting was in a club, and so it was kind of you know, finding ways to fill the space and make it very real feeling. It was a ton of fun. I got to work with my buddy Eric Tabak, who's one of BuzzFeed's like premier video producers, Mallory Bechtel,
nice.
Who's on Dear Evan Hansen now, and Molly Brown, of course, who's on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. And we just produced a short together 2 months ago, which was a blast. So it's kind of a Law and Order has always been known as a launching pad for, you know, everybody who gets involved with it. And I can very much attest to that fact.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's awesome, man. That is so cool. Now, do you have any, I know how you Hollywood types can be, or New York types, I should say, can be. I'm teasing, of course. But I know that sometimes you can't necessarily go into a lot of detail about upcoming projects. Do you have anything you can tell us about?
Yeah, I can only say a baseline stuff about it.
Mm-hmm.
As you were saying, I'm working on a new show for Amazon called The Hunt.
Nice.
Starring Al Pacino and Logan Lerman.
Cool.
So that's yeah, it's a lot of fun. What's that?
I said, that's so cool, man.
What'd
you do today? I hung out with Al Pacino, you know, we did some work. That's awesome,
yeah,
man.
Thank you. Yeah, it's going to be an awesome show. It's all I can really say about it.
I gotcha.
But it's going to be a really great show. So it should be, I have no idea when it's set to come out or anything, but it's still in production. So keep an eye out for that.
Well, very cool. Very cool. Well, I know, like you said, it's finals week, so we got to get you back to class or studying and, you know, and whatnot. But I want to thank you for taking time out of your schedule to be on the show. And, you know, very, very cool. And
thank
I can't
you.
Wait to see you more. You really knocked it out of the park with Just Say Goodbye. Man.
I appreciate
what
that.
A film.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, have a good one. And we'll
you
talk
too.
To you soon.
Awesome. Take care, Jamie. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye. And there you go, folks. That was Mr. Max McKenzie from the fantastic new film. It's not new. It was filmed, but this is how this works, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes, especially with indie films, they'll be filmed. And, you know, us civilians, we think they did it last week. No. They're not the case sometimes. But it is on demand. Came out May 10th. It's everywhere. You can watch it on you can get it on Amazon, iTunes. It's on all the cable on demand stuff. Walmart, wherever. You know, you get your movies. And this is a good one. This is a drama film. And like I said, it's got some heavy duty subject matter in it. But well worth the watch. Very intelligent film. And not highbrow. It's not one of my artsy fartsy films that, you know, I go on about sometimes. But this was just a good film. It gets you, man. It gets you. It was a very good film. And as I said, you know, there's some heavy duty subject matter in this. The main character's got his his alcoholic father. If you're struggling with these issues or depression or suicidal thoughts or anything like that, we have a link up to the National Suicide Hotline. It's toll free to call. You can call from anywhere. And those people have heard it. You know, they know. They're like Max was saying, these are professional people. They know how to deal with that. Whatever you're facing, you got people in your corner, and that's what you need, man. That's what you need. It's the world is a big place, and we will all benefit, and we like you in it. So please stay in it as long as you can. I don't mean to be preachy. I'm just saying. I'm just saying, ladies and gentlemen. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today, folks. We this is going to be another since these. Yesterday was a short show, and today is a short show as well. So we're going to forego our normal adverts during these. We do that if the show's a little short podcast. But, you know, understand people are you know, we have working actors on the show and whatnot. And, you know, we take what time they can allow for and are very glad and thankful that they took the time to be on the podcast here, the show. Really appreciate that. It's really cool. I love all this kind of behind the scenes type stuff. And it's just, and obviously you guys do too. That's why you're watching the show. So very, very cool. That's going to wrap it up for us today. Tomorrow's going to be a little more, perhaps a little more lightheartedness or ripping your heart out. No, well, that's literally maybe. We have a horror movie where director, writer, producer, actress, and we're going to be talking to tomorrow, called Don't Look. And I watched this one the other day too. Whoa, man. a lot of fun. I like a good horror movie once in a while. I like getting my blood pumping there, baby. Nothing wrong with that. Very, very cool. Well, that'll be tomorrow. And that'll be tomorrow afternoon as well, 2 p.m. in the afternoon here on the East Coast. And that'll be in the morning, 11 a.m. out on the West and everywhere else local at their local time accordingly. So we will see you then. Very, very cool. Again, Just Say Goodbye is the name of the film. And we have a link to the official Just Say Goodbye film.com, their official website. And you can find out all the links to where you can purchase this film or rent it or all that. Very, very cool. We will see you tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening. Really appreciate it. And we will talk to you soon. See you tomorrow.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.